$1,000 bills were last printed in 1945, and they were officially discontinued in 1969. You can still find a few in the hands of collectors today. They were rare even when they were in use, but when used, they could create quite a stir. That's exactly what happened when one well-known celebrity paid his tab at this tavern with such a bill. The story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Glure's Tavern is the oldest such continuously operating establishment west of the Missouri River. Owner Todd Troffel says it opened in 1876 here in Columbus, Nebraska. One of the tavern's early patrons was the biggest name in entertainment.
Supposedly, Buffalo Bill's Wild West troupe had a lot of local characters within the troupe. The North Brothers were part of the Wild West troupe, and he was known to come back to Columbus on several different occasions.
The North Brothers were from Columbus and were instrumental in beginning the Wild West show.
For one of the North Brothers' funerals was the biggest story. He came back for that. The early 1900s, he came back for the funeral. The funeral procession came down 11th Street right by the bar, went to the cemetery.
Todd says after the funeral, many of those who paid their respects made their way to Glure's Tavern.
Everyone came back, and Buffalo Bill offered to buy the house a round of beer with $1,000 bill. And William Booker about fainted is what the story says on the wall.
The story is still well known, and a write-up hangs on the wall here, along with many historical photos of the tavern throughout its century-plus in existence. Todd began his tenure operating this historic spot in 1992.
The neat thing about it is you get people in from all over the country, all over the world, that come to visit. And you wouldn't think in Columbus, Nebraska that would happen, but we get visitors every week that just stop by because they heard about the tavern.
It's a place where locals, as well as people from around the globe, gather to enjoy food, drink, and conversation. All at the spot where Buffalo Bill once paid the tab with $1,000 bill. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.